Chapter 10, Single, Lonely, and Brokenhearted. Being single and alone can be frustrating and disappointing, no matter what your age, race, or socioeconomic background, particularly in this day and age when the Western culture focuses on beauty, fashion, weight loss, physical attractiveness, self-improvement, etc. In Western society, one is taught to value beauty. One begins to understand the implications of power, prestige, wealth, and admiration bestowed upon people who possess these attributes. In order to meet the standards of ideal beauty heaped upon them, Americans invest millions of dollars every year on fitness equipment, diet aids, and beauty essentials. You may be wondering, what does physical appearance have to do with being single? Well, the point is that people strive to fit cultural standards in order to be accepted and loved by others. Since we were children, there has always been a longing to bond with our caregivers. Indeed, from birth, we have an intense need to belong, to connect with others within enduring, close relationships. For people everywhere, hoped-for, intimate relationships preoccupy our thoughts in life and rule our emotions. We all dream of one day meeting a supportive soulmate whom we can confide in, feel accepted by, and be adored for who we are. Love can be beautiful and is often accompanied by a feeling of irresistible joy. The bonds of love can cause a man and woman to make an all-out commitment by exchanging vows to stay faithful until death do they part. Nothing can be more disheartening than going through life and never experiencing true love or the embrace of someone who adores us. Some who read this essay may only know the unconditional love of their parents and friends, and may have never experienced true love. Many have experienced parts, but not the whole of what God intended. Perhaps some have entered into relationships full of hope, only to be abused, used, disappointed, and heartbroken. Hence, they secretly may have vowed they will never trust or open up their hearts again. Many are all too familiar with the pain that accompanies the loss of a close relationship. Love can be very painful in these instances, especially when losing a soulmate. The loss of social bonds can cause pain, anger, withdrawal, even jealousy and feelings of intense loneliness. Love can make a person say and do crazy things. Sadly, some have committed suicide because of a broken heart, or because they believed that no one could ever love them. Solid relationships have ended due to betrayal and unfaithfulness of close and trusted friends. Medicine cannot heal the ache of a broken heart. Only time can do that. A common adage goes, "One is not always in love, but in love with the fact of being in love." Do we truly know the meaning of love? If we base the idea of love on what is portrayed in the media, then we are most certainly in the dark. Movies never show the real side of love. They seldom show the after effect of wrong choices we make in choosing would-be lovers. Sexually transmitted diseases, pregnancy, and abortion are prevalent in this day and age. We see the movies about boy meets girl. They fall in love, make passionate love, get married, and live happily ever after. This is far from reality and causes many curious first-time lovers to live in deception and eventually deal with the memory of bad choices made in the heat of passion. Using a condom may protect you from pregnancy or sexually transmitted diseases, but it will not protect you from the emotional scars incurred by someone using you for sexual pleasure. Many jump into sexual intimacy with the intent of having a one-night stand and choose that person based on his or her looks. If this is your attitude, this is not healthy and does not help with your self-worth and self-esteem. It is hurtful when you engage in sex and leave the other person your phone number, only to never hear from that person again. It can cause even further damage for the person to brag to their friends about the thrill of getting you into bed and telling all who are willing to hear how easy you were. My pastor shared a disturbing story of a young woman who learned her lesson the hard way. She took a relaxing cruise to the Bahamas. Once the boat arrived at the beautiful island, she met an extremely handsome young man who was outgoing and more than willing to give her a tour of his homeland. They had a great conversation and seemed to have so much in common. One night, after a lovely evening, she gave in to her physical craving and fulfilled her sexual appetite. She was not the kind of person who was into one-night stands, but the young man was a gentleman. So she reasoned that one night of pleasure wasn't a big deal. After all, he expressed an interest in her and wanted to continue their friendship. The next day, she prepared for her journey back home. They exchanged numbers and shared one final embrace. He gave her a heartfelt smile, placed a beautifully wrapped box in her hands, and told her to promise him that she would not open the box until she boarded the plane. She kept her word and was filled with anticipation as she carefully opened the package. Inside was a large wooden box. Inside that box was a smaller box, and another box, then another box. She finally came to the last box, which was the smallest of all. Inside it was a miniature toy casket with the message on the inside, "I have AIDS." Her heart sank in disbelief, and she shrieked aloud. This had to be some sort of sick joke. She went to have a medical exam, and reality hit her cold when she tested positive for HIV. Her life would never be the same. Before passing away, she made public appearances to warn others and share her fate with the world. One night of pleasure with Prince Charming forever changed and ended her life. Why is it that we allow ourselves to be vulnerable and ignore the convictions of our conscience? We are all guilty of ignoring the inner voice, which convinces us of right and wrong. There are many people, such as the young lady mentioned above, who have found themselves in similar situations and later regretted that they ignored their intuition. I myself have at times made stupid choices which I knew were wrong. I thank God for His grace and mercy. Some may read this and say, well, that would never happen to me. Never say never. I can imagine the young lady would never have dreamed her vacation would end in her death. If you are allowing your emotions to rule your heart, snap back into reality before it's too late. The teens and early 20s are important formative years, and the attitudes formed then tend to be stable thereafter. Young people might therefore be advised to choose their social influences, the groups they join, the media they imbibe, the roles they adopt, carefully. Krodmick and Alwyn, 1989. Experiences during adolescence and early adulthood are influential, partly because they make deep and lasting impressions. Therefore, it is imperative that we choose wisely who we will allow into our hearts. When we are young, we possess a childlike innocence. We believe the best about most people and are more than willing to give freely of our hearts. We enter into relationships with expectancy and zeal, believing that if we love someone, they will love us back. Sadly, this is not always the case. Love is an adventure worth knowing if you are willing to take the risk. Although you may proceed cautiously on this journey of love, there will be countless times when your heart will be broken. People don't always intentionally desire to hurt others, but sometimes do so because they themselves are hurting. The worst experience is to love someone and have that person reject you. It is a pain that may cut deeper than any other emotion ever known. A broken heart quite often leads to loss of appetite, depression, feeling miserable, and believing that you will never get completely over the hurt. After the initial shock of having loved and lost, we become cautious and hold on tightly to our hearts. When love interests come too close, we dodge them at every turn. We begin to think, I was a fool for giving my heart away, and will I ever be able to love again? Only you can answer that question. The best way to get over the hurt is to accept the pain. Just because you lost at love does not mean you're not a lovable person. You must believe the person was not worthy of your love and that God has someone better planned for you. There is no need to pretend you're not hurt, for you'll only make yourself miserable on the inside. Agony is a normal experience. There is no need to feel ashamed. Cry, cry, and cry some more. But also remember, you must put a limit to sorrow. You can't allow one bad experience to ruin the rest of your life. Don't allow yourself to be like the playwright in the popular movie Moulin Rouge, who, after losing the love of his life, never recovered and stayed in permanent mourning. We all need counsel and help when going through a bad experience. Cry out to God and ask Him to help you get over the pain. Don't believe for a second that God is to blame. If you trust God, He can bring some good out of the hurt. Ask God for wisdom so you won't make the same mistake again. It is very important to know how much God loves you. I found in my life that when I reject God, He allows others to reject me. I once cried and asked God, "Why must I go through the hurt? I did everything for Him. I'm a nice person. Why can't He love me?" God answered, "What have I ever done to you that you don't love me?" Many times, God reaches out to us, but we reject Him. Jesus gave His life for us, but many of us fail to accept His love. It was through being rejected that I began to identify with the pain Jesus experiences. If you are single, don't look at it as a bad thing. You are only single once. When you walk down the wedding aisle, your life will never be the same. Once married, your ministry will be with your spouse and children. For now, you are free to get in touch with yourself and seek the calling that God has intended for your life. Enter into marriage as a whole person. Don't expect marriage to be the cure for all your hurts. The only person who can heal you from the pains of your past is Jesus. If you're not happy and whole before marriage, don't expect to be afterwards.
Selah. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34, 18. Words of the wise. Be courteous to all, but intimate with few. And let those few be well tried before you give them your confidence. True friendship is a plant of slow growth and must undergo and withstand the shocks of adversity before it is entitled to the appellation. George Washington. Brokenhearted. As she stays in an unhealthy relationship, the hurt continues to grow. They have been together over 10 years, but tonight, he's not here. Before he left, he told her he would be home soon. But she knew they were just lies in her ear. What is her limit? How much more can she take? Only God knows. She's packed up her clothes and prepared to live on her own. She spoke to her girlfriend about the situation on the phone. She was convinced to leave at the end of the conversation. Then she thought about seeking him in the night, but avoided the temptation. She unpacked her clothes and laid on the bed. Then she thought about the convincing words he'd said. "I'll change for the better. Just give me some time." But she knew deep inside it was just another line she's heard time after time. It's 2 a.m. She should be getting some rest. But there are so many things she wants to get off her chest. Her family told her to leave him a long time ago, but she's concerned about him and said, "Where will he go? Does he care about me?" She lays and wonders while her self-esteem is steadily going under. Tomorrow is a new day for change, but she keeps trying to figure things out, which brings stress to her brain. I pray she will leave this unhealthy relationship. No ring on her finger. She's still waiting to take that trip down the aisle to get married, but he keeps saying he's not ready. The pain continues to grow inside of her. It's real heavy. Selah. There are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. Words of the wise. The love you can't have lasts the longest, feels the strongest, and hurts the most. Author unknown. false hopes. Her heart is broken, torn to pieces. When he steps through the door, all the crying ceases. The hurt turns to anger. Now she seems like a stranger. "Where have you been?" was the question she asked. He defends himself, so the argument lasts. He tells lies and comes up with alibis. To her, he's just a wolf in disguise. She knows she can do better, but she can't let him go. She says this is the end, but the next day, they start all over again. Selah. You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. Psalm 56:8. Words of the wise. A man is never worth your tears, and the one who is won't make you cry. Author unknown.